This is the Robin Ross Recap.
Mensa Suvius, check this out.
I went out with a few of my friends and I thought that night I really looked very good and did a lot of effort and I was feeling it. And this random girl was dancing with us in a group and said to my friend, "No, she's so pretty," and she asked me, "How does it feel to always be surrounded by so much prettier people?"
Wow.
That touched my soul. And
imagine.
That's a lot.
I often reply just with one word, jail. And in that case, I would be the one going to jail. Because people may so disrespect me. No ways. A wild vreemdeling. Nee, mense moet hulle boundaries ken. Asseblief.
Send Ross to jail immediately.
Yeah.
Send me directly to jail. Do not pass go.
So mine came like from an anonymous person, and it came at the end of a day when I just paid R1,000 for parking at the airport because I was in such a rush, and I went away for about a week, and then I came back, paid R1,000, and I got a note there: "You park so beep. That's why you have such a beep car." And I was like, wow. After all of this, now I'm being insulted by someone I don't even know because I'd parked funny because I was in a rush and I was told, you know, basically that this is why I've got such a crappy car because I also park like that as
like,
well.
Come for my piece of rubbish skedonk or come for my skills, but don't come for both. That's just rude.
And then R1,000 parking ticket as well on nice. Top of that because I parked at the wrong place. So,
oh,
yeah.
No. Mm. No, I thought... Roz saying she, it was the way she phrased it as well. She couldn't even imagine me as a child. Not I can't picture it. I couldn't imagine that you ever were one. Bruh, I was adorable. How dare you?
Come with the photos. Come with the Tani Annalie. Yes.
What sort of like kid-like food did you like? I mean, did you eat ice cream?
Bro. Lasagna and fish fingers and all. And I'd be Ross drawing like, with my crayons.
Do you know when they
pictures?
Say in those olden times books, "The lady doth protest too much"? It's like he's been studying what it's like to be a kid. And he was like, "What do kids eat? Fish fingers, lasagna. We color on the walls."
Meantime, he was there with Rocket and like, you know, he was eating Rocket as a child.
Cilantro.
Sprinkling Parmesan cheese.
A little bit of cilantro.
That's rude, huh?
That's drinking rude. Bottled water.
I'm 4 years old. I like sparkling water, please. No. Up all of yours. Do you know what Wayne said today? Do you know what producer Wayne said today? Of 8 billion people on this planet, the last person he would make his in case of emergency contact would be Rob Forbes.
Wow.
The last person on the planet.
He didn't even say it like that. He said, "I would rather ask a complete stranger to be my in case of emergency contact than Rob Forbes. Because if something happens to me, I will be lying in a ditch somewhere for 2 weeks before anyone even realizes if Rob needs to be called." And you know what, Rob? Funny because it's true.
That's rude.
It's not. It's the truth. You know what's rude? Not answering your phone, not replying to messages on the group, just not engaging. Kijk hoe lach Wayne. Now I must take the shots here on air. And Dom Marie, our digital producer, also laughing behind glass. I'm sitting within spitting distance of this man.
The least reliable person in the world, and I was never a child. Like, it's just so insulting.
You would think that those two things would actually be mutually exclusive. Like, as grown up as you appear to be, that you would be completely the guy. You would be our go-to guy because you were never a child catching on nonsense.
He did all of that in his youth. He was the one organizing staff meetings
and the birthday in primary parties. School.
Taking down notes.
Taking register. Now he's like, "No, guys, my days of responsibility are over."
I hate you guys so much. So, there you go. Welcome to Pick on Rob Tuesday on The Drive with Rob and Roz. Tell you what, we're going to give away some cricket tickets in a moment. yes. to this Proteas versus the West Indies.
Weet jy wat, kom ons doen dit môre, want dit is my lekker.
If you want to get your shots in as well, 0848500940. It's turned into a Rob Pylon today. First, Roz was saying she can't even imagine that I was ever a child. Then producer Wayne turns around and he says, you know, he'd rather pick anyone in the world to be his, in case of emergency, contact except me.
A stranger.
You pick a random person off the street and rely on them to save his life more than me.
Right. So I just want to come up for the team here because the team is getting piled on now by everyone listening that is on Rob's side. I just want to say, firstly, my thing that I said happened like, what, 2 years ago? Get over it, firstly. Secondly, is Wayne wrong? No. There's not a word of a lie. Kijk hoe lach jy. En nou denk mense, ons is bezig om jou net af te breek hier. Maar dit is die waarheid.
Marlene, after her news, said, I must agree with the team, Rob. I messaged you happy birthday on your birthday and you didn't reply.
Do you know what, my husband?
It's my birthday. No. If you wanted me to have a good time, you wouldn't expect me to have to reply to messages.
Listen here.
Surely Joe, that's right.
Joe said something really funny last year about SpongeBob no pants. And my husband, Chris, has been playing around with AI and he made a SpongeBob no pants. He sent it to Rob on WhatsApp. Rob didn't reply to him for a month. I had to ask him, did you get Chris's message with the SpongeBob no pants? And he was like, what message? To gaan hy na die WhatsApp to sit daar a month later. So are we saying anything that's not the truth? No.
I don't care if you're honest or not, you must be nice.
But now we need proof that you actually did respond to Chris. So we need like to
I
see
did
that
respond to Chris.
Did you just give it like a laugh? Did you actually write the message?
Lamau.
Oh wow.
I can't remember
Rob's
what I said.
Lamau. That's Rob's favorite reaction. Then he's got a straight face and just goes, Lamau.
Do you know who has come up for me? I've got a new best friend and it's none of you in the studio. Brendan on the WhatsApp line is my new best friend.
Rob, my bra. Ek is aan jou kant hier so die hele tyd. Uit 6000 verskillende tale in die wêreld het Dwayne jou producer en jou hele span besluit om te praat.
I'll be your in case of emergency contact.
Yeah, Brendan, not we'll Wayne's. Send you Rob's number for him to ignore you.
Listen, somebody suggested they want to see pictures of me as a child to prove that I was a child.
Absolutely. Can you make that happen?
You want pictures of me as a kid? I was adorable, yo.
I'm going to say AI.
Chris is working on it now as we speak.
Because ons kind was almal na die goed dokter.
Vanaand sal ek foto's van my kry toe ek 'n kind was. And I'll give them to you and you can put them up on the social medias and then tomorrow I'll expect an apology.
Kan ons jou ma bel om te bevestig?
Is hier die regte foto's, Study Adelie?
Ja, asseblief.
Are these doctored?
I will ask her. She loves me.
Vra vir my ma, jy het haar nommer. Vra vir
my ma. Ek sal.